Mishnah Yomis for Shabbos Kodesh, the 17th day of Tishrei, Tovshin Pei Hei. Masechta Baba Metzia, Perek Shvi'i, Mishnah Dalet. Amish is going to continue the halachas about a worker eating from the fruits that he is working with. And it's going to tell us some more conditions. Hoya Oisa Bateinim, if a person is working with figs, Lo Yochel Menavim, he's not allowed to eat grapes. Even if he has to do both, but while he's working with one type of fruit, don't eat another type of fruit. As the Mishnah continues, Bar Novim, Lo Yochel Batamin, he's working with grapes, harvesting grapes, he should not eat figs. The Gemara learns this in Yerushalmi from the Pasuk, Kisorvoi Bekerem Reyacho, when you enter the vineyard of your friend, Al-Chalta Novim, you should be able to eat grapes to your content. The Yerushalmi says, well, if you're working in a vineyard, obviously it's grapes that we're talking about. Why does it need to say grapes? And the Gemara says to tell you that if you're working with figs, don't eat grapes. With grapes, don't eat figs. The Bavli has another pasuk, and the Bavli learns it from pasuk El Kel Yechol Lo Yisitein. The worker shall not put it into your buckets. So we learn from here, during the time that you're working in putting the employer's, the one you're working for, his grapes or his things into the bucket, then you can eat, i.e. you eat from what those, from the same foods that you're putting in the bucket. So that's how the Bavli learns that if you're working with one type of fruit, you cannot eat another type of fruit. Aval Munaya Satz Mayat Shimagia Limkamayafis. But says the Mishnah, a worker is allowed to say, I'm not going to eat now because these fruits are inferior. I'm going to wait till I get the nicer part of the vineyard or orchard, and then I'm going to eat. Adcho Magilamakavis for Eichel. That is perfectly allowed. Nothing wrong with that. For Chulon and all the workers that we're talking about that are working and doing malacha with gedula karka, with things that grow from the ground, layomru ela b'shas malacha. They only said that you're allowed to eat, the worker's allowed to eat, whilst he's working with it. And not that he can sit down and have a whole meal and say, oh, look, I've been holding myself back now and we're going to have a good fresh now. That you cannot do. Aval mishum hoshev aved ala b'olim, but even though they technically, that worker can only eat during the actual malacha time when he's working with these things, nevertheless, mishum aved hoshev aved ala b'olim, in order literally it means to return a lost article to its owner. And here it means to make sure that you keep your job in order to save time for the owners that the worker should not be bottled. And sit and eat. Omro, therefore, the Chacham said, "Hapoyalim oichlin bahalichoson me omen lo omen." That workers are allowed to eat as they may move from one row to another row, working in another row in the field. Even though now during that movement from one row to the other, they're not technically working. Then it's not shas malacha mamish. Nevertheless, the balabais, the employer, would be happier for that to happen there. Then losing out, even though it's not mamash the shas malacha. Nevertheless, the balabais would be happy for that. Uvachazi rosim in a gas, and similarly, when they come back from the wine press and where they've brought the grapes there, again, the chacham would be happy, would be fine with the workers eating then. Uvachamor, and when the chacham, as far as a donkey, which is eating from its freight, from what it's carrying, kishi perakas, when it's undoing, when it's being unloaded. The Gemara explains it means until it'll be unloaded, meaning that she, the donkey, can eat from the burden, from the freight that she's carrying that's on her back all the time that it's on there until they unload it from her. Once they unload it from her, then it's different. Then it's no longer shas malach. It's no longer called the time of the job, of the occupation. Mishnah Hey. Our Mishnah continues to talk about eating fruits that a worker is working with, and it comes to tell us just how much he can eat. Oichel poil, a worker can eat kishus afilu b'dinner. Working with cucumbers, he can eat a dinner's worth of cucumbers. Buchesebes, and as far as dates are concerned, a fillet dinner also may be able to eat as much as he wants, even as much of a dinner worth. Rabbi Loza Chisma Omer, lo yoichal poil yasal schore. He argues, he says, no, he says there is a limit, that a worker cannot eat fruits more than he would earn, more than the value of his wages, on his daily wage. The Gemara explains the reason is because the Pasuk says, V'chalta anovim k'nafshecha, you shall eat grapes as much as you want, or k'nafshecha could also mean like a nefesh, as like the reward or the wages of a worker who sometimes is moser nefesh to even go up into dangerous corners, dangerous missions to fulfill that will of, to fulfill his job. So for that reason, because of that, the Rabbi Zechisma, he says, can't eat more. It says, k'nafshecha, as much as your job, which a person gives his life for. V'chachamim, and the Chacham argue, they say it's permitted for a worker to eat, even if it's going to be more than his wage. Avol malamdin asadam, but we teach the person who is being hired, shalaya ravzan, don't be a fresser, don't be a glutton, v'hei sosim asapazal panam, because you'll close your bridges in before, you'll close your openings, your doors. People will not want to hire you as a worker when they know that you are eating and taking things more than what you're working. The Gemara explains, and people wouldn't therefore employ him. The Gemara explains that even the Tanna Kamma holds that it's permitted for a worker to eat more than his schar, more than he's being hired for. It's just that he argues with the Chachamim as far as the idea of Malamdin Sa'odom Shaloi Heravson, you teach a person who shouldn't be a glutton. He says, no. We don't have to teach that. We don't have, it's not our job to do that. Halacha, however, is like the Chachamim, and the halacha is that we do, in fact, employ this method, that we would teach a person not to be too much of a glutton, of a hungry, of a person who's a rave son.